Darlene Rowe has been a teacher for 20 years and currently teaches at Coronado K through 8 school. She says Teacher Day is not just for teachers. It's also where parents and students can do many things together.
Free entrance into museums, just meeting with other teachers, bringing my son out to just enjoy what's out here since it's a family-friendly event.
Her 10-year-old son, Ashton, is making music with sound tubes at the Physics Factory on the University of Arizona Mall.
He's my little sidekick. He helps me a lot in my classroom. He's grown up in my classroom.
U of A math professors are showing Ashton and other children how different sized tubes make different sounds.
Some of them didn't have any plugs on the sides, but a few of them had plugs on the sides. The ones that had plugs on the sides made lower noises than the ones without plugs.
There are young children walking around with balloons, interactive activities throughout campus, and teachers filling up their tote bags with literature and resources to take back to their classrooms. At the College of Education, Congressman Raul Grijalva is talking with teachers at the Meet the Library of Congress event. He brought two education resource specialists from Washington, D.C. to show teachers how to access free digital materials from the library.
I'm a library rat. I was always in the library, sometimes for not doing what I should be doing in class. And they thought it was a punishment. I really enjoyed it. And so I kind of grew up in the library. My family, my daughter, my wife, my son-in-law are all librarians.
Grijalva says he hopes to repeat this professional development workshop for years to come.
To me, this is it's a free, it's public, and beyond that, it's a great equalizer. I mean, you know, reading and learning and having access to information can be very, very powerful for anybody.
Kathy McGuigan is with the Library of Congress Education Outreach Department. She says she wants more teachers to take advantage of the resources available online.
This is the first time that we're here at the U of A Teacher Appreciation Day, and we're thrilled to be here. We're here to share the free digitized resources of the Library of Congress. Currently, we have over 20 million digitized items available for free without registration, and we want to make sure that the teachers in Arizona, specifically in Tucson, know about how to access this information and to learn about the education programs of the Library of Congress.
This is all part of the Library of Congress Teaching with Primary Resources program. McGuigan says teachers don't need to register in order to use the digital materials, and anyone can access the Library of Congress archives.
Parents are increasingly wanting to work with primary sources to enhance their students, their children's learning experience.
She says the list of items in the collection is too long to name, but it includes manuscripts, maps, sheet music, audio, video files, and prints and photographs.
For the first time, teachers can actually use the digitized version as a primary source. They don't actually have to come on site to be able to use or see or touch or feel the Jefferson's draft of the Declaration of Independence. They can use the digitized version and really work with the students to break apart what was happening at the time, what was the conversation, look at Benjamin Franklin's notes, look at Thomas Jefferson's notes.
The number of free online resources for teachers has increased in the last few years and continues to grow. Those resources are especially useful to teachers after cuts to the state's education budget. Last fall, PBS launched a public website where teachers and parents nationwide can stream educational content for free. Wendy Erica with Arizona Public Media explains how PBS Learning Media works.
So teachers can simply go in, click which grade that they're teaching, and if they are teaching on science or if they're teaching on art, and what it will do is it will pull together all of the resources and video accesses that they have, if there's classroom lesson plans, and basically see everything that PBS has to offer in one convenient location.
She encourages parents who are homeschooling their children or those who just want to teach their kids during the summer to visit az.pbslearningmedia.org. This year's Teacher Day was sponsored by Tucson Values Teachers, Champions for Change, and the U of A. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.